Welcome everybody in London. Bernard, are we, can you see us?
All good.
Okay. Thank you for attending. It's our traditional pre-class briefing. So I'm going to get straight into the details. I think when we look at the overall operating environment, for us, it has been quite reasonable. I think we continue to see improvement in the UK, and that has supported very good levels of activity in our banking businesses. In South Africa, our corporate and private banking businesses have continued to see positive business momentum, notwithstanding an overall weakness in macroeconomic conditions. And obviously, we've had quite a lot of currency weakness and equity market volatility over the last while, and if that is sustained, it clearly will create some headwinds for our wealth and investment business and our asset management businesses, because they do have an equity component in those businesses. So if we look at our overview for the 6 months, the specialist banking is expected to report results substantially ahead of the prior year. That's a strong, very strong performance from the UK specialist bank, and a very good performance in Rand from the South African Specialist Bank. I think our wealth and investment business and our asset management business are expected to report results marginally behind the prior. I'll give a little bit of color on that in a moment. But both of them have continued to have very good inflows, with £1.1 billion up to the end of August for the wealth and investment business and £1.5 billion for the asset management business. So, again, clearly, our average rand has depreciated against sterling, so in sterling our results would have been affected by the weakness in the average rand, and that's an 8% depreciation against the average of the equivalent period last year. So taking all that into account, our adjusted operating profit is still expected to be comfortably ahead of the prior year in sterling. Revenue is moderately ahead. And recurring income will be about 72% versus 77% last year. If you remember last year, we did have some markdowns in our investment portfolio, which were not repeated in this particular period. The opposite of that was boosting our annuity income. And then our expenses are expected to be marginally higher than the prior year. This is all for the statutory business. So if we look at our key earnings drivers, we've seen third-party assets under management decrease by 6%. A lot of that is currency, but even on a currency-neutral basis, we saw some decrease, 2%. That's mainly what's happened to markets over the last 6 weeks. Our customer deposits decreased by 3%, £22 billion, up 5% on a currency-neutral basis, and core loans and advances decreased by 1%, up 6% on a currency-neutral basis. So there has been a fair amount of lending activity in the first 5 months of this year. On the balance sheet, again, we still are very liquid. We are trying to manage some of our surplus liquidity down, in particular in the UK. We've got a lot of liquidity as a consequence of the sale of Kensington, and we have reduced some of these liquidity balances, some through loan growth and some through just repricing deposits. We also have seen very good progress in our cash investment business in South Africa, which is really our retail franchise, and that has seen higher cash balances. We've seen our cost of funds remain broadly stable across the organization, and our loan deposit ratio is at about 75%. It was 74% in March as we run down some of the surplus cash. On capital, we're still below, in South Africa, our target of core equity ratio of 10. Clearly, by 2018, we will be on advance, and that will have some impact as we think, 1 to 1.25% to that ratio. And in the UK, we are reasonably ahead of our target of 10. Our leverage ratios remain well within where we want them to be. We're probably at the upper end of around about 7, so our limit for us as an organisation is 6%, regulatory limit is a bit lower, and that's on a fully loaded basis. and I haven't disclosed yet the NCR and the LCR, the NSFR and the LCR, but clearly in the UK we comfortably meet both ratios. In South Africa we meet the over 100% on the LCR ratio. You would have seen that report in July, and the NSFR is not something that we disclosed yet, but we're almost meeting the Basel III requirements. So overall liquidity on a sound footing, as is capital. On impairment, we expect impairments to be down about 20%. I think we see continued decline in impairments on the legacy portfolio. Clearly we gave you guidance last year as to how we would manage down this legacy portfolio, and that impairments in South Africa at this point are expected to be in line with the previous year. We have not yet seen the consequence of a weak economy on the impairment level, but at the moment they, as I said, expected to be in line. And we expect the credit loss ratio to be lower than last year's 0.7 at this stage to between 0.6 and 0.65. They look at the individual businesses. Asset management had net inflows of about £1.5 billion. I think clearly I mentioned earnings will be impacted by the current market and currency volatility, and in South Africa we lower performance fees. So we've seen growth in our earnings in the UK and global business, and lower earnings in South Africa as a consequence of lower performance fees. Overall, we've got good business momentum as we've maintained a competitive investment performance, and as a consequence, we're still getting very solid net inflows. As I said, assets under management down 8%. That is primarily currency and markets. On a currency neutral basis, down 4%. So you can see the impact on markets on this business. If we look at the wealth business, again, solid inflows, £1.1 billion, as I mentioned earlier. Average funds under management impacted by the weaker equity markets and the rand. You've seen funds under management down 3% to £44.6 billion, currency neutral up 1%. And if we look at the overall performance of the global business, we've had good performance from the South African business in rand, probably translates to flat in sterling, and marginally down in the UK, really as a consequence of two things. We are spending money on some growth initiatives, so our digital offering, which we expect to launch within the next 3 or 4 months, we also have been recruiting investment professionals, and that does cost us money up front. So overall, we have been investing in this business, so we're reasonably comfortable as to where we're at. If we look at the specialist bank, our overall business will show results substantially ahead of the prior year. Our net interest margin is supported by loan growth in neutral currency of about 6%. UK net interest will be down because we had two large sale assets, Australia, which had a net interest margin, as the Kensington have a net interest margin that would no longer be in the numbers. And obviously the reinvestment rate from the capital that we received is very low because interest rates are only 0.5%. And we, on our ongoing business, you're seeing growth in both net interest income in the UK and in South Africa off the back of book growth. On investment and trading income, this is an area where there is significant improvement in this particular period. We've had sound performance from the South African business and a normalized performance from our Hong Kong portfolio. We also have seen higher earnings from our fixed income activities in the UK. And we also saw an improvement in customer flow trading income. So in both the UK and South Africa, you'll see an improvement in that line. On fees and commissions, we continue to penetrate our market quite nicely in the private client transactional and professional finance space. We've seen good performance from our South African corporate treasury and structuring businesses. Our corporate fees in the UK are in line with the prior year, and obviously we have had some impact on fees from the sale of Australia, which clearly generated fees for the banking business. So overall, South Africa, we see a rise in fees and commissions, UK and other, down slightly. And then on the cost front, South Africa is expected to report an increase in these costs ahead of inflation. That's mainly because we've added headcount as we try to grow our franchise. We, in the UK, similarly so, ongoing business costs in the ongoing business will increase, largely due to investment in our private banking business, and that's something we've made clear to you over the last while. And then there will be a substantial decrease in underlying costs as a consequence of the sale assets and a reduction in costs in the legacy activities. So overall, South Africa costs up, UK costs down. I think talking about the legacy business, we've seen some reduction in the legacy business in the last 6 months. It's tracking more or less where we said it would track. So from 729 to 670, that's pre-portfolio impairment. So we do expect that the legacy business will incur a lot smaller than the prior year at this point in time. So we are seeing good progress on that legacy business. But as we said to you, it's going to take us 5 years to wind down. I think if we look at other factors, our effective tax rate is expected to be between 20 and 21%. The new UK levy, we believe, will have a very moderate effect this year. So it won't be a material number. That 8% levy, obviously, it applies, we think, only to the solo bank and not to the banking group. So we will give you more color on that once we have absolute clarity, but it will not have a material effect this year. Our net non-controlling interest is £18 million. That relates to minorities in asset management. This is the last quarter we'll really report this Forex nonsense, that Forex hedge nonsense, because we've redeemed the Euro perpetual press, and then obviously we have minorities in the property fund. So we also expect weighted number of shares to be approximately 873 million for this particular period. So I think if I conclude, clearly there's been a bit of a shakeout in markets over the last few months that can have impact on levels of activity going forward. It's not something we are experiencing right now. So depending on whether they come back or they, you know, carry on in a negative direction, you know, they're all over the show at the moment, so we don't really know. You know, it can have an impact going forward. I think we've continued to make good progress in the rollout of our digital strategy, and we're making very good progress in the penetration of our target client base across all our businesses. So we do believe, as a firm, we are getting market share. We believe that over the past few decades, we've built multiple geographic and business revenue streams, and we believe, you know, notwithstanding the fact that conditions may be reasonably volatile at the moment, we're well placed to manage and navigate any kind of volatility that comes our way. So overall, you know, I think we've had a decent trading period. We will see quite good growth in our bottom line numbers, and clearly there may be some headwinds out there, but we're in a reasonably comfortable space, and we think we're well positioned strategically. That's the story. Questions? Okay, Bernard, should we go to London for questions? Because yeah, they're just looking at me.
Yeah, we're trying, Steve. I've got James. He's quiet today.
James not coming with a story.
Nothing.
Okay.
Be quiet today.
Quiet today. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve.
Okay. Nothing yet.
Really understood.
No one yet. Okay. Okay. Well, that wasn't too long. Thank you. Enjoy tea. Cheers.